This is Rainmaker FM, the digital marketing podcast network. It's built on the Rainmaker platform, which empowers you to build your own digital marketing and sales platform. Start your free 14-day trial at chrisducker.com/Rainmaker.
This is Youpreneur FM, the official podcast of the Youpreneur Mastermind community. A place where no entrepreneur gets left behind in their pursuit of building a business they can be proud of.
And now,
here's your host, serial entrepreneur and best-selling author, Chris Ducker.
Hey, what's up there, everybody, and welcome to episode number 119 of, wait for it, Youpreneur FM. That is right, we have officially switched over to our brand new show format. We are no longer the New Business Podcast. We are now Youpreneur FM, to coincide with everything that I am about going forward. This is it. Youpreneur.com has now officially launched. And as I said in episode number 118 with my good friend Greg Hickman, where we talked about building out our email funnels, you must listen into that one if you haven't done so already. This is it. This is the brand new format of the show. We're coming at you twice a week from here on in. And on a Tuesday, which is the show that you're listening to right now, this will be a solo format. It's going to be around 10 to 12 minutes in length, and it's a solo training session, plain and simple. And then on Friday, I'm going to be zipping into our usual interview format, where I'm going to be sitting down with a good friend and a world-class expert to really break on what we're all about as entrepreneurs and take our businesses up to the next level. Now, before I get going, I will say, if you have not already checked out youpreneur.com, I suggest you strongly do so. The doors have now been open for a week or two, and believe me, it is rocking and rolling in there, guys. Some amazing entrepreneurs from all around the world brainstorming with each other, showing lots of support, lots of accountability. Plus, there's a boatload of exclusive learning and coaching content in there for you as well. So hop over and check it out, youpreneur.com. So today we're going to be talking about why we as entrepreneurs, quite frankly, need to go back to bloody basics. We have changed. We have really changed the way that we build business. Sometimes it's for the good, sometimes it's for the better. But quite frankly, I've been a little upset with it over the last, should we say, a couple of years, and seeing some of the things that people do and how they do it, or what they're not doing, more importantly. And so I wanted to call up all of us on a few things and sort of put to you sort of four or five tips or reasons as to why I believe we should truly go back to basics. So the first one, when we talk about going back to business basics, so the real first tip here is to make sure that you just show up. You got to be seen, plain and simple. Too many people nowadays are hiding behind their websites. They're hiding behind their Facebook pages. They're hiding behind their Twitter profiles. And at the end of the day, people want to do business with other people. Brands, sure, they'll always want to do business with other brands. But people now want to do business with other people more so than ever before, I believe, in the history of the business world. Plain and simple. So number one is to show up. Be seen. Get yourself out there. Go to some of the conferences. Shake some hands. Hug some of your online contacts in real life. Clink some glasses. Break a little bread and have some fun. And don't just hide behind your blog or your podcast mic or whatever the case may be. So that's the first one. Show up and be seen. The second one is to follow through. Please, for the love of all good things that are holy, if you say you're going to do something on a certain time, on a certain day, do it. If you promise a 30-day guarantee and someone comes back to you on the 29th day and asks for a refund, give them the refund. Don't try and talk them out of it. Don't try and do anything like that at all. Just follow through on your promises. You've got to follow through on your promises. If you say you're going to blog every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, then you must blog every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. Plain and simple. I think we've lost our way a little bit when it comes to keeping our promises. I think that empty promises are thrown around way too often nowadays, particularly on the internet, where things can be deleted so easily, right? Pretend they can't be deleted, people. Pretend they can't be deleted. And truly follow through. Think about it for a minute. follow through. We've all got to follow through. The third thing I want to share with you is to just get on the phone. You know, the business world has been built around conversations over the phone for decades and decades and decades. Now, for some of us, it's a little easier than others to get onto the telephone and talk with prospects or cold prospects or customers or whatever the case may be. But the telephone is there to be used. I have a rule that if any email requires more than 3 sentences from me, I will pick up the phone instead. I only use email for a very, very small amount of correspondence. And anybody that emails me knows that when I email you back, you know you're going to get that little message at the bottom of my signature that says, why is this email 3 sentences or less? Click here to find out. And if you click that link, you will then go ahead to my website and you'll see exactly why I make sure that my emails are 3 sentences or less. It's because I'm too busy. I like to be able to do things the old-fashioned way and get on the phone and talk through things within 5 to 10 minutes rather than going backwards and forwards all day via email. So pick up the phone. Don't be scared of it and just do it. You know, people want to hear your voice. They want to do business with other people, like I said a minute ago, and put a voice to the website, to that free phone number, to that email address, to that Twitter account, and just get on the phone. Please start picking up the phone, spending more time talking to people properly. The fourth point that I want to bring up in regards to bringing our business back to basics is to simply provide solutions to people's problems. Now, anybody that follows me knows that I bring this point up all the time. The reason why I bring it up all the time is because I get a lot of questions from entrepreneurs and you know, wannapreneurs who want to build a business, and they say, I don't know what to sell. What should I sell? I have lots of different ideas. Which one do I act on the first? I don't know where to start. My priorities are all over the place. But the fact is, you just got to provide a solution to people's problems. Listen to your community. Listen to your audience. Listen to your customers, your prospective customers. What are people saying? Why are they abandoning the shopping cart on your website? Why are they not replying to those follow-up emails? Find out. See what those stumbling blocks are. See where those objections to creating that sale actually happen are as well. What those problems are. What those questions are. It's your job. It's our job as an entrepreneur running our own business to go ahead and create the solutions to those problems as well as the answers to those questions. Plain and simple. It really is that simple. So the fourth tip is really just provide solutions to people. Just provide solutions to people's problems. And understand, particularly in the online business world, your customers will decide exactly what your business becomes through the questions that they ask, through the actions that they take on your website. They will decide what the future of your business becomes, the products that you create, the services that you put on, the experiences that you provide them. And we're going to be talking about one very important experience in a minute. But your customers will truly decide what the business of you becomes as you carry on building the business alongside them. And notice how I say alongside them. You're not necessarily building the business with them. The way to build a business well, really profitably in this environment today, in this very social environment today, is to just walk alongside your customers. Hang out with them. Let them become friends. Let them, you know, just peel back the kimono a little bit for them and see what you're up to. There's nothing wrong with that at all. So number four, provide solutions to people's problems and understand that your customers will ultimately, you know, almost determine and dictate what the business that you're going to be building becomes in the future. And lastly, I want to talk about customer service. This is one area that I see lacking more and more and more and more with every passing year, and it shouldn't be like this at all. People are spending way too much time in spending not just time, but money and focusing, and it's all, I'm going to hustle all the time, way too much time on trying to acquire new customers, and they're not spending enough time taking care of the customers that they already have on board. You've spent all this time training yourself in whatever it is that you're selling, getting yourself ready to sell them. Then you make the close, and then what happens? You forget all about them. That shouldn't be the case. It shouldn't be the case. You should work doubly hard to keep your customers happy than you did to acquire their business in the first place. So stop spending so much time, energy, and effort and money on focusing on acquiring new business and start spending all that time, energy, effort, and money on actually keeping it. And that's truly my last point. Customer service is becoming extremely underestimated, and I cannot put enough importance on it. I truly cannot. So that wraps up our first solo training session here on Youpreneur FM. I want to do a quick recap for you. Let's get back to basics, people. Let's get back to basics. Number one is to show up. Be seen. Get yourself out there. Put yourself out there a little bit. Become a little bit vulnerable. Number two is to follow through on your promises, on your guarantees, on your deliverables. Number three is to get on the damn phone. Stop hiding behind the keyboard and the computer screen all the time. Pick up the phone and actually talk with your customers. In fact, pick up the phone and talk with your last five customers that bought from you, that purchased anything from you. Email them. Ask them for a 15-minute conversation. I doubt they'll say no. And then talk to them about the process and why they bought what they bought and what it was like and all the rest of it. Get some solid feedback from them. Number four was to provide solutions to people's problems and to understand and appreciate and embrace the fact that your customers and your audience, your community, will ultimately determine what your business becomes in the future. And then lastly, it was to start focusing way more on providing out-of-this-world customer service, an experience that people want to talk about all the time. Think about it. When was the last time you heard about a good customer service story? When was the last time you heard about that? I guarantee you've heard way, way more bad customer service stories than you have good ones. And the reason why is because people have taken their eye off that customer service ball. So thanks very much for tuning in, guys. I very much appreciate your eardrums today. I often say here on the show that you could be tuning into any business podcast, but the fact that you've inserted me into your earbuds is a big, big ego boost for me, if nothing else. And I am very appreciative of the fact. I'll be back at you again on Friday this week, where we're going to be talking podcast show notes and how we can focus in on the anatomy of the show note creation process. And I have a real expert on the show to talk about this. I've got my show note VA coming on the show to talk about how we put the show notes together for Youpreneur FM, how we've been doing it for months and months and months and months and months, and how we will continue to do it in the future. So until then, take good care. Thank you so much for tuning in as always. Be kind to each other, and I'll be back at you again in a few days from now. Bye for now.
It's the idea of an entrepreneurial community where you get to learn from the best in the business,
as well as rub shoulders,
gain support,
have access to immediate feedback,
as well as nonstop accountability from your peers,
is something that excites you.
Then visit youpreneur.com
for more information
and to get started on building a business you can truly be proud of
today.
That's youpreneur.com. We'll see you
on the inside.